This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except in submission to your Lord as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah, fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters. For all the newly invented matters in religion are heretical innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيح عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير إن أصابته سراء إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له وليس ذلك إلا للمؤمن. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the authentic hadith, the state of the believer is astonishing. All the affairs of the believer are in his favor. All the condition, All the conditions that a believer goes through are in his favor. They work in his or her favor. If good, ease, a blessing comes to him, he is thankful and grateful. He attributes it back to Allah. He gives the credit fully to Allah and he acts based on that gratitude. I'm translating the hadith and also paraphrasing the meaning. When good comes to the believer, he acknowledges it's a gift and favor from Allah. He gives full credit to Allah, and he behaves or she behaves accordingly, meaning they use it in the way that pleases Allah, in a way that is moral, in a way that is good, and they know that it belongs to Allah. Allah gives it and he takes it when he wills according to his wisdom and his power. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ. And when hardship, when pain, calamity strikes a believer, he or she is patient. And this is also good for them. And patient meaning they know that this calamity and this hardship hits by the will and the permission of Allah alone. And that Allah has wisdom behind it. And Allah is fair and just, and Allah never deals his creation injustice. Injustice is impossible with Allah. That's part of patience. And patience also means the person do not lose their composure. They don't pull the victim card. They don't identify themselves as a victim, rather as a person who is being tested, who's being put to the test by their creator. And they know that their affairs are run and are taken care of by the Almighty, the All-Wise, the All-Merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this advantage is exclusive to the people of faith. This is the faith advantage. That no matter what happens, no matter what befalls a believer, it is in their favor, and this can never be achieved and it can never be attained except by someone who believes in Allah and worships Allah alone and believes in all the prophets and their messengers and follows the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside out. This is where the believer comes from. This is how the believer sees their affairs. This is how they understand their reality. This is how they process their conditions, not based on the analysis of experts, of commentators, of news platforms and outlets. That's the faith advantage that can only be attained by true faith, by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how a believer should process their affairs. And the times that we live in today are no exception. The pain is deep. The suffering is severe. And the loss of our brothers and our sisters and our children in Palestine is real and profound. But despite that, things are working in their affairs, in their favor. Things are working in their favor and in the favor of every true believer. Why? Because there is a substantial categorical difference between a believer in Allah and in Islam and someone who doesn't have faith. If believers process
and understand reality. Just like people who don't have faith, what is the point of iman then? What is the difference? And what is the advantage? And we can see through the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that yes, we give pain and sadness its space within us, but we give resilience, hope, trust, and optimism, and patience, their own space in our own systems. That's the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's his sunnah and the sunnah of his companions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us why. Allah says and teaches us in the Quran to say and to believe in, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will befall us. Nothing will come to us but what our Lord wrote for us. What Allah decreed for us. And why is this a source of advantage? Why is this a source of hope? And why does this make the hearts of the believers full of optimism and firmness and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah says, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Say, nothing will befall us but what Allah wrote for us. He is the disposer of our affairs. He is in charge of our affairs. He runs our own affairs. It's not us. And when Allah runs your affairs, you know that they are in safe hands. You know that you are very well taken care of, no matter what your immediate circumstances are. And that's what faith gives you. And a person who is unable to tap into this reality is a person whose faith suffers. Huwa Mawlana. And this is why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims sustained some loss in the battle of Uhud, the loss of 70 companions radiyallahu anhum that Allah chose, that Allah privileged to give them and offer them the high station of martyrdom, and Abu Sufyan and the disbelievers wanted to check whether Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still alive or not when the Muslims took shelter in the Mount Uhud. And Abu Sufyan was challenging the Muslims. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to respond, because when Abu Sufyan said, يَوْمٌ بِيَوْمِ بَدْرٍ, this is a day for the day of Badr, one for one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions, أَلَا تُجِيبُوهُ, should you not respond to him? That's the perception of the disbelievers, one for one. We have a different perception. We play a different game. When you believe, the dynamics are different. They are in your advantage. They are in your favor. The Prophet, they said, O Messenger of Allah, what shall we say? The Prophet ﷺ told them to say, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah is our Lord. Allah is our helper. Allah takes care of our affairs. You have no helper. 1-0. This is how believers see reality. Not as you find on the news outlets. And this is why we should not lend them our ears and our hearts and our minds. Because they are designed to program you like a disbeliever. The believer sees things differently according to the parameters Allah set. We see a bigger spectrum of reality. That's what Allah taught us. And that's the faith advantage. We don't want to be, and we don't want to process reality like a disbeliever processes reality. That takes away from us the advantage that Allah gave us. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions, and he said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. You know as a believer that what has come to you, what has befallen you, there was no chance it would miss you. It was meant to come to you, because Allah said so. This is how we process what happens in the world. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ And what missed you by was not meant to come to you. So we know that circumstances, our conditions are not in the hands of human beings. Although they seem so on the surface. What happens, everything in this life is in the hands of Allah. And if Allah allows it to happen, if Allah allows death to happen, injury to happen, loss to happen, tragedy to take place, Allahu Mawlana, Allah is our Lord, He's our helper, He's our disposer, He's the disposer of our affairs, so our affairs are well taken care of. You should be carefree as a believer. That's the trust in Allah, and it can only be given to someone who has faith. And there are great advantages and fruits that we should not grow heedless of in these difficult times. As we mourn the loss of innocent children, women, men, and civilians who are being butchered, who are being bombarded mercilessly by the very people who have manufactured the slogans of equality, minority, human rights, and so on and so forth. There are advantages that Allah brings through these times, and we should not miss out on them because they are part of the provision that Allah gives the believers. Our sadness should not blind us to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. We should reap them because they are our right as believers. They are an obligation upon us to open our hearts and our eyes to and see them. So that we can process reality as a believer and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the affairs of this life in favor of the truth. Even if a Muslim loses, even if a Muslim is killed, even if a Muslim is injured and hurt. Because the plan that Allah has is far greater than what happens in this world. So some of the advantages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear for why He allows hard times to come about, to befall the Muslims, why He allows the oppressors, why He allows the servants of shaitan to bring about corruption and bloodshed and to kill innocent people and children and to torture them and bring pain and destruction upon them. Allah says, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ And show, so that Allah makes the believers stand out. And Allah destroys the disbelievers. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives space and leg room for the oppressor so they can reach the apex and the climax of their oppression, so their destruction is complete and perfect in this life and in the hereafter. So they earn it. They earn it. And Allah says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ And so Allah makes the true believers stand out. And Allah chooses from among you martyrs. Those who die, the innocent people who die, those who die on the path of the truth, they are at a great advantage that none of us knows about. They have something special from Allah. They have gifts that they would wish to return to this life and be martyred again because of the honor and the dignity and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such people. Don't ever think they are at a loss. And Allah says, don't ever think that they are dead. Indeed, they are alive. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءَ The real dead people are the people whose hearts are dead. The people whose chests are empty of the love of Allah and the worship of Allah and the knowledge of Allah. These are the real dead people. This life is short and it's test and it's a test and the real life is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the life of dignity and honor by the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah tells us, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ Or shall you think that you will enter paradise just like that? Until Allah makes clear who the true believers are. Because there are people who claim faith. There are people who claim the truth. There are people who claim that they stand for the truth and for human rights and for mercy and for love and for compassion. And the claims cannot stand in the face of extreme circumstances. So Allah brings them about. This is what Allah calls them test. They test the reality of the claims of humans. They test the facade and the PR and the empty slogans that are easy to say and put up. But only extreme circumstances show who truly cares for humanity, who truly cares for the well-being of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deception will be exposed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how this life works and functions. And Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Some people wonder, what's going on? Why? Why are the believers weak? Why are the believers suffering? And when people consume a lot of what you have on social media, some people's faith is not strong enough to help them process what's going on. So they start to question, why is Allah allowing this to happen? And you need to be careful as a believer. You need to be careful. That shows you are consuming more news, even though it's true, even though it's tragic, more than you consuming the book of Allah, more than you are consuming substance of faith, more than you are doing remembrance of Allah. So you are putting yourself at a great risk because you have not done truly what you should have done, which is to truly know your Lord and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The things, the simple things that you do day in and day out that you think are simple acts of worship, they build your iman. They strengthen castles of faith in your heart. So when these difficult circumstances come about, you have faith to help you see through it, process it, understand it, and increase your faith. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that faith helps people see the reality of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about a very tragic event that happened in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it were to happen to any human being, it would be considered a personal crisis. The accusation against the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiyallahu anha, when she was accused of the unspeakable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it was a very difficult time for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his in-laws, the house of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, for Aisha radiyallahu anha herself. It was a tragic time for the believers. What did Allah say? لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Don't ever think that this is evil. This is good for you. And likewise, what is happening to the believers now, it's good for you. With one condition. If you have true faith. If you have true faith, if you lack faith, then it's not good for you. And it will never be good for you. The difference is faith. It's the faith advantage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about these times in order to wake us up. To wake us up because we get attached to the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to wake us up. How many people have started changing their ways after what happened? How many people started coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah mentions why He hits humans and believers with hardship. Allah says, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. So that you don't get so happy and attached to what Allah gives you. And you don't grow so negative and depressed if Allah takes away something from you. You don't depend on immediate circumstances. Because when you have Allah, whatever happens in this life, it's insignificant. That's why faith matters. And Allah says that He tries people with ease and hardship with the hopes that they would take heed and return to Allah. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Same thing. Allah tries us to invite us to come back to Him. To break the fragile peace that we think we have that blinds us to the truth of this life, to the reality of this life. And Allah says about the people of Quraysh, أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنَ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Don't they see that we try them, we test them once or twice every year, but they don't repent to Allah and they don't take lessons and heed from that? So it's important for us to see the advantage and to reap that fruit, because it makes the believers stronger. It brings the truth and makes it manifest to everyone to see. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. And one of the great advantages that we believers should reap and we should take advantage of and never lose, that the modern civilization with all its allure and its deception and its sugarcoating of everything and its powerful marketing machines has made us look up to it and its empty slogans that have some truth in them. That we have bought into. We have swallowed them hook, line, and sinker. And we have embraced them. And many of us thought that they were superior to the values of Islam. Yes, Muslims. There are Muslims who believe in that. There are Muslims whose conduct and their lifestyle is testimony of that. And this is poison in the heart, and this eats at our faith, and it's a serious concern. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that if your hearts get attached to anything other than Allah, then this thing that you get attached to and you become infatuated with will become the source of your greatest pain. And Allah is making that real. How many we heard Muslims questioning Islam and the values of Islam? Why? For the sake of comparing an unfair image of Islam and its history, which is a history of humans still, and the values of Islam and the greatest unprecedented ways of governance and dealing with people that Islam and Muslims brought about. An unfair image has been painted of that and presented, then compared to a very deceptive, exaggerated image that is designed by experts of PR, deception, and marketing. And Muslims bought into that unfair comparison. To the point that some Muslims started to question certain parts of Islam and the Quran. And we hear some voices from here and there by so-called progressive Muslims that this thing worked in the past, it doesn't work today. There are things in our Islam that we need to revise and reform. There are things that we need to change. You know, you don't need anyone to destroy you when you have this mindset. You will already eat at yourself and you will destroy your religion. Islam is a faith of light and mercy. It's the light from Allah to save humanity from the darkness and the deception of shaitan, to save them from the way that takes them to the hellfire, because that path is full of evil, oppression, injustice, and atrocities. And no matter how hard you try to cover that and camouflage it, it will come out like what we are witnessing in the past 3 weeks. So a good lesson from that would be really to wake up to the reality and not be deceived anymore. Call a spade and see through all of the deception and the lies and the propaganda. And there is something very important to see whether you are coming closer to Allah in these times, because this is why Allah sends such times. Are you coming closer to Allah or are you growing distant from Him? That is the ultimate criteria to whether you have the faith advantage or you are losing your faith. May Allah forbid. So look at your acts of worship. Are you worshipping Allah more? Are you more focused in your salah? Are you offering more salah? Are you reading more Quran? Are you teaching your kids more about Islam and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you working more for your akhirah? Have you become more aware of the reality of this life? and that it's merely a test and a preparation for the hereafter? If the answer is yes, if you are coming closer to Allah, then alhamdulillah, this is a good sign. And things will change. Al-ayyamu duwal. Allah alternates the days. Allah gives victory to whomever He wills. And the balances of power will always change. But Allah will give believers dominance and victory so that they can bring about goodness and mercy, not deception. It will bring true goodness and mercy to the rest of humanity when they hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم كن لأهلنا في فلسطين اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم مكن لهم اللهم مكن لهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم بجبروتك وعزتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عليك بعدوك وعدوهم اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم اللهم افضحهم اللهم لا تذر منهم على الأرض ديارا اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم أنر قلوبهم وأصلح عقولهم برحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ارحم شهداء المسلمين اللهم اشف جرحاهم اللهم كن للمصابين اللهم أمن خائفهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إنك على كل شيء قدير وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين